And we turn next to news today about the changing climate. Hurricane season ended today, and it is official. This was the third worst season since records began 161 years ago. In a typical year, there are 12 named storms. This year, we had 19, among them monsters like Isaac in the Gulf and Sandy in the East. Tonight, ABC's Dan Harris tells us what this means for the future.
A surge of storms pummeling the American coastline. Watch this year's busy hurricane season play out in just 7 seconds. One storm piling on after the other, leaving people whose lives were uprooted by Sandy.
We are extremely, extremely frustrated. This is what you need to understand.
Coming to terms with a harsh new reality that may affect millions of Americans who live near the water.
It's not safe for us to live there. The next storm that hits, everybody is going to be vulnerable.
For these people meeting with government officials Thursday night, today's hurricane season statistics are not just numbers.
So this year was bad. And there's every reason to believe next year and the year after and the year after that could also be better.
I think that it's pretty safe to expect continued years of busy hurricane season.
So what's going on here? Not only are we in a naturally occurring active period for hurricanes, but then there's also climate change, which makes the waters warmer, which can make the storms stronger. And just this week, a new study saying climate change is also causing the polar ice sheets to melt 3 times faster than they were 20 years ago. Look at this time-lapse footage from the new documentary, Chasing Ice. As this ice melts, it drives up water levels along the coasts, which makes hurricanes even worse.
It was coming in, rushing like a rapid.